Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
I was digging into the final bite of my sundae. It was the Oreo cookie crumbles. I had all the Reese's hard shell on top with my fudge, and oh my gosh, it was like gooey. It was the perfect texture. And then I stopped for a second and I realized I couldn't even enjoy the bite because of this. I already ate a whole entire large pizza, 6 Krispy Kreme donuts, and I felt so sick and full to the point where I couldn't eat anymore. After I just went and spent all this money on the pizza, the sour spray candies, all the toppings, I grabbed everything and I threw it in the trash. I felt so guilty. I didn't know what I did wrong. And this is the worst part. An hour later, after throwing everything in the trash, my mind started craving it again. It wanted it so bad that I found myself running back to the trash can, opening it up, and grabbing what was left out there and finishing it off. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I felt crazy in a sense, guys. And by age 13, I was over 185 pounds and I hated myself. Hated myself so bad. I always wanted to lose the weight. I tried diet pills. I tried even doing the Special K diet to where I would only eat around 500 calories a day because I was doing all their zero calorie waters and all of their, you know, their stuff is very void of all of the calories in there. And like I said, I wanted to lose the weight so bad that I found myself almost being a yo-yo dieter. And here's the deal. For years, I spent so many times spending Monday through Friday doing tons of kickboxing, tons of cardio, running, eating around 500 calories a day with diet pills, diuretics, laxatives. And then on the weekend, I found myself binging on around 6 to 7,000 calories, full, like locking myself in the room, wouldn't leave the house, wouldn't go to social events, and food ran my life. My weight ran my life. I hated myself. I had no confidence. And here's the deal. I finally found that solution. And it wasn't a magic diet at all. Because so many of us, we run in these circles looking for, you know, what diet will get me here fast? Do I need to do keto, carnivore, vegan? Do I need to cut all my stuff out? But the truth is, 85 to 95% of diets fail within 1 year and people gain all the weight back plus probably about 10 pounds. And if you go on the internet and you Google diets out there, there's over 50,000 results on diet books alone. So no matter what diet I did, I saw this trend. I was 13 years old. I would gain around 5 to 10 pounds in a week, lose it because of this overeating, undereating, overexercising cycle. Didn't matter what I did with my diets. And it got to a point where I broke down. I didn't know what to do. And there was a solution that I came up with. And like I said, it wasn't a fancy diet. It wasn't cutting my calories so low because everything starts in here. And the truth is, a lot of it had to do with the mental aspect. I was using food to cope with all the stressors that I was going on in my life. I didn't know how to deal with the stressors, so I would eat. And that for a moment would give me just so much joy and a feeling of just numbness of all the pain that I was going through. And then it would leave me with such a feeling of guilt. So for years, I was stuck in this cycle of self-sabotage, eating my way of coping with my life. And when I overcame this, and I'm going to share with you two key tools that really helped me overcome this that you're going to want to hear, I was able to lose 50 pounds in 9 months. Food no longer runs my life. I don't care about calories anymore. I eat around 2,600 to 3,000 plus calories a day. I make sure I get enough for my body right now, but it no longer runs my life. And I no longer hide myself in my room. I built my confidence. I dealt with the stressors. So if you're at a point of your life where you feel like you can relate to this, going through self-sabotage, you have so much stress in your life that you're yo-yoing diets, you're overeating, have this emotional tie to your food, I want you to listen up because these two things that I'm going to share with you really, really helped me overcome what I would say was a good 10 years of yo-yo dieting, binge eating, self-sabotage, chronic guilt, and pain. And thank you guys again for tuning in. It takes me a lot to share these things with you guys, but I know that if I could, my mission is literally just to help one person a day. So I'm going to go into it. Here are two key things that I did to really help me lose the weight, overcome my mindset, and cut this emotional tie at food. Because the truth is, it's not about weight loss. It is about our mental tie and our relationship with our stress, our food, and that is a big thing. So the first thing that I mentioned, guys, is that when I ate, I felt nothing. I used food as an escape mechanism. When life became too much, there came the whole pint of almond butter. Oh, I'm going to have one tablespoon. No, the whole jar, plus going to the chocolate, plus going to this, and I couldn't stop. I used food also as punishment. I ate till I felt sick. Then I felt guilty. Then I repeated it, and I would use that to cover my emotions. And when I realized that the food was linked to the stressors and my trauma and my emotions that I was going through, and I started working on this, that was a huge thing that allowed me to disconnect my food from my my emotional stressors from my overeating. And I really highly recommend, if you guys are going through any type of trauma, there's an amazing woman called Gabby Bernstein. She is all over the internet. And she, you need to go check out her book, Happy Days. She has opened up so many, just so much emotionally with me and helped me overcome so many things. So I highly recommend checking her out. But what I would do is when I was having these feelings of, I need to go binge, I'm stressed out, where is this? Like I would drive an hour, guys, to get a special type of donut or food and then come home and binge on it after spending all this money and all this time and then feel guilty and do it again and punish myself. So I started to pause and I took a second and I said, okay, Elizabeth, you're having these feelings. Are you really hungry or what is actually going on in your mind? What are these stressors? So I took a pause. I asked myself what was going on. And then I was saying, okay, is this true hunger or is this a stressor? And if it was a stressor, I'm like, okay, well, what is the stressor coming from? So I started to create that ties between what emotion was going on and when I was reverting to wanting to overeat on food. And that right there was a big step in going in the right direction. I have another tool that I want to share with you, but I first want to share something deep to my soul because for years I struggled, guys. I am not like you guys see me on the internet going beast mode. I'm lean, whatever. But the truth is I was in your shoes. I had my day one. I actually had multiple day ones because I was overweight, underweight. I developed an eating disorder. I had 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, went postmenopausal because I burnt my hormones out in my 20s and healed myself back up a different way. I went back to school on kinesiology, CSCS, holistic nutrition, GAPS practitioner, and I take a holistic approach when it comes down to it. I have clients that come to me all around the world. I work with over 900 clients dealing with chronic stress, anxiety, thyroids, overtraining, undereating, training so hard and not getting those results. And because of that, my passion is to help so many women. I created what I call my 90-day transformation challenge. And I am so excited because it is starting, my next one, on Monday. And I share this because I truly am passionate about helping every individual. I have clients come to me with chronic stress, anxiety, training so hard, transforming their body, eating more food, overcoming the mental tide of food, developing healthy relationships. And when it comes down to it, you don't want to miss on this opportunity. And why I say that is because 6 months from now, you could be in the exact same spot or 6 months closer to your goal. I teach my clients everything they need to know about food, how to feel right for their body, their hormones, their gut health, intermittent fasting, pre and post-workout nutrition, how to eat out when traveling at events so that they have all the tools. They don't have to look up all these things on the internet. And they're able to transform their body, and this is the key. Get sustainable results when it comes to fat loss. Get sustainable results when it comes to building muscle. Get sustainable results in terms of their health, their longevity. It doesn't matter where you are in your fitness journey. The mental aspect is such a huge one. And like I said, this is your opportunity. I believe that you are on this Zoom and this live, and I'm live streaming today on all my platforms. You are on this video right now because it is calling you and putting you in this place to say it is time to take action. And I share this because, like I said, I want to help people. And I know I can because of everything that I've done with my clients. And I'm so passionate about it. So if you're ready to transform your body, get sustainable results, I want you to head to the description on my YouTube video, fill out the questionnaire, or DM me ready on Instagram, and let's set up a call to see if we're that perfect fit for my upcoming challenge. I want to go through, though, and I want to share with you my second big thing that I did to overcome this. And here's the deal. We all are busy. We have a lot of stress going on. I mean, you guys got kids, families, life, you got careers going on. This was the second thing that I did. I realized that I needed to lower my stress. A lot of us that have either gut issues, thyroid issues, or we have all of these controls and ties to food, we're often those higher stress individuals that don't do anything for ourselves, say yes to everyone else. And when we're in the state of chronic fight or flight response stress, our body releases cortisol. What this is our fat storage hormone. If it's chronically elevated, you are going to feel like you're storing fat. You have less energy, more cravings, and overeating on food, all of that. So I started linking, oh my God, Elizabeth, I am so stressed out. What are these stressors coming from? And I started actually implementing time for myself. I have a day each week where even if it's just an hour, and I have my client do this, implement a you day. If it's just blow drying your hair and getting out, like do something. If you're stuck at home, you're doing everything for everyone else, you're in a chronic state of stress. I also do meditation daily. I do transitional meditation. I have my certification in TM. So 2 times a day, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night, I am taking that time to dial in. And that took me years to get to that point because I have a hard time slowing my mind. So I know you all are busy, but what if I told you by taking, 1 hour once a week or 20 minutes a day to meditate, that you would actually feel better as yourself, be able to show up better for everyone else. And by tuning into your body and getting the stressors down, you will actually have more time available because your focus, your energy, everything is at a heightened level. I was such a people pleaser, said yes to everyone, did everything for everyone, and never put myself first. That led me to being burned out at my heaviest weight, feeling the most emotional ties to food, overeating, binge eating, and it led me to a place where I felt like I was in a hole. My thyroid, everything got jacked up. You have to be like the person on the plane. Put yourself first before you put the person next to you. If you're taking care of yourself and you're showing up for yourself every day and you wake up and you feel good, you have the energy, you feel strong and sexy and confident in your body, you are going to be a better person for your children, for your family, for your husband, for your career. You're going to gravitate that energy toward you. So my question for you is, when was the last time you did something for yourself? That's a big question. If you found this video helpful today, I want you to make sure you are subscribed on my YouTube channel. I put a video up every single day for you guys. And I want you to check out this video here if you really are in that place where you're ready to transform your body and get sustainable results. And if you are ready to, guys, head to that description, fill out the questionnaire. I got 3 spots left for my upcoming challenge. Let's get you sustainable results together. Ooh, I have to show this to you because I just got this. I know, guys, I talk a lot. I just got this from one of my clients today and I didn't link it on here, but she came to me and she was in such a bad place, guys. And I'm going to flip this around. She just finished my program.
I suffered from chronic.
Let's see here.
She, within a few weeks, has been able to help my system stop being so inflamed. And that in itself is, within 2 weeks, 7 pounds. That's a big deal for me. When I can feel my fingers not hurting anymore because of so-called fibromyalgia.
It's not about calories in versus calories out. It's about our hormones, our gut health. So for years, like I said, guys, I fought with the calories and the calories out and the fast fixes, and that got me nowhere but in a hole. Take a better approach. Take a holistic approach. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Check this video out.